Samsung continues to create sustainable opportunities in e-waste industry. Johannesburg, South Africa, May 4, 2021. As part of Samsung's R280 million equity equivalent investment program, EEIP, under the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment that was launched in March 2019, Samsung, in collaboration with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, the DTIC, embarked on an initiative to provide opportunities for Black industrialists, BIs, in the recycling sector. Through this initiative, Samsung has become an integral partner in the creation and support of Black-owned businesses that can manage and impact waste electronic and electrical equipment, WEEE. After stringent evaluation, due diligence and presentations to the steering committee, that included representation from the DTIC, the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, DEFF, the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, and Samsung South Africa, two Black women-owned businesses, Alonga E-Waste Management and Matangoni General Trading were selected to participate in the program. We applaud Samsung for this important milestone on their EEP journey. BB in South Africa should be supported, promoted and implemented, in particular by big corporates like Samsung. The South African Constitution laid the foundation for a creation of a coherent and inclusive economy. This will only be possible if the South African economy builds on the full potential of all persons and communities across the length and breadth of our country. BB policy is at the center of government's strategy to create such an inclusive economy. This initiative by Samsung is a great example of the policy in action, said Jacob Mafutha, Chief Director, BB Policy at the DTIC. The program is structured in two phases. The first phase supports the establishment and growth of Black industrialists in the e-waste value chains who specialize in collection, dismantling and pre-processing. The second phase aims to partner with industry specialists to develop and introduce beneficiation technology to the BIs. Samsung's investment in our company has been a complete game changer for the team. It plays a major role in our business's capability to meet our long-term fiscal objectives and remain aligned to our vision of a more sustainable future for the country, said Maria Rake Galakane, Managing Director of Alonga E-Waste Management. Ultimately, the investment over the next 3 years will provide the BIs with much-needed funding to capitalize the business for plant, equipment and operational expenditure. Samsung is focused on the growth of entrepreneurship in South Africa. Our investment in the development of e-waste programs, amongst others, is testament to this. The selection of e-waste companies and the support provided plays a pivotal role in affirming Samsung's commitment to not only growing South Africa's e-waste economy but also preserving the nation's natural resources. It is an essential part of Samsung's mission to put the environment first in all business operations. With several long-term sustainability programs that include sustainable packaging design and the reduction of carbon footprints through the use of recycled materials. Critically, the positive impact on the environment will result in lasting change that benefits all South Africans, says Klubi Shivanda, Director, Business Innovation Group and Corporate Affairs at Samsung South Africa.